Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything that you need to sell in person. And with Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that's going to effortlessly unite your in-person and online sales into just one source of truth. You're going to be able to track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. You could connect with customers in-line and online. And Shopify, it's going to help you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns. So we're talking about TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or you can use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for battle-tested solutions. Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. I say do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/headspace. That's all lowercase. So you're going to go to shopify.com/headspace to take your retail business to the next level today. I'm going to say it one more time. shopify.com/headspace.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow wherever you are. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hi, it's Andy here, and welcome to Radio Headspace. So it's Tuesday morning, and I don't know if you've been able to get any exercise in today. I don't know if you've been able to eat as you would like to today. One of the things that surprised me over these last few months of shutdown, of lockdown in so many different countries is just how many emails we've had into Headspace about how to instill a healthy routine, how to not fall out of a healthy routine. It's interesting because very often the focus is on the thing itself. So, for example, I mean, I cannot tell you how many emails we've had in saying, how do I deal with working in the same place, the same environment as my fridge where all that food is? I find myself getting up and down from my desk all day long. Or how can I even think about exercising when I'm in the same space that I sleep and that I'm working? It just doesn't feel right. It's interesting that we focus on the food, perhaps, or on the exercise, rather than necessarily what's going on in our mind. Let me give some context around that. So let's say we're thinking about exercising. Now, for me, like, I try and get out my stuff the night before, so I'm more likely to just be able to kind of use it first thing in the morning. But let's say the alarm goes off. I wake up, I open my eyes, and a thought arises in my mind, I don't feel like running today. Now, in that moment, if I took that thought seriously, I would end up not running. I would perhaps think, actually, I'm a little bit tired. Yeah, I could do with a rest. Well, it would be nice just to maybe have a quieter, slower start to the day. And all of a sudden, from that very first thought, which I didn't bring to mind, it simply came to mind, I've created a scenario in which I'm not following through with the exercise. The exercise at this point was almost immaterial. It was what was happening in the mind prior to that. In the same way, let's say we're sitting in front of some food. I mean, the food doesn't leap off the plate and into our mouth. There is a decision. There's something happening in our mind before that takes place. And so if we can see that thought of, oh yeah, I'd really like another donut, and rather than just reactively reaching out and grabbing it and taking a bite, if in that moment we can pause and see it, not that there's anything wrong, by the way, with having a donut, that's not the point here, but if there's the ability and the opportunity to see that first thought, oh, I could really do with another donut, then we have an opportunity. We can either buy into that story and follow it through, or we can pause for a moment and go, there's a thought. And then actually notice, do we even feel hungry? Do we need that? I think very often we're so caught up in those reactive patterns of mind that they almost disrupt what we actually want to do, what we would like to follow through with, the things that we know will make us feel better and healthier in our life. So whilst it's good to focus on the things themselves, it's also really important to look after the mind. So alongside getting some exercise, alongside watching your diet and everything else in lockdown, just taking a few minutes out each day just to make sure that your mind is calm, that it's clear, that you're able to respond in a way that you would like to, rather than simply coming from a place of knee-jerk reaction. I hope that's helpful as you go into your day today. Thanks for listening. I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow.